It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on how to avoid the dreaded condition, annexation remorse. What is annexation remorse? It's the sensation that results from voting for the annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire District, and then finding out the deal may not have been the win-win as claimed by its supporters. No worries. In this show, I will give you the prescription on how to vaccinate yourself against this dreaded condition. My prescription for avoiding annexation remorse is not necessarily to vote against the annexation. I had Chief Irving and Captain Bouchard on my show, and I have attended a fire district board meeting. All of these people appeared intent on providing good fire protection for Southern Marin. I do have remaining concerns, but my goal for this show is not to sway your vote. Nope. My prescription is to have you become fully informed on this issue so that whichever way you vote, you will not regret your decision afterwards. I will help you get informed simply by listening to this show, but as you will soon hear, both the city of Sausalito and the fire district need to be a lot more forthcoming before all the answers to my questions are clear. Well, let's get started. Operations. What steps does the fire district plan to take to maintain or even further reduce fire protection costs? A grand jury in Santa Clara issued a scathing report on fire department operations, including a number of suggestions on ways to save money. The report is a little bit over the top, but there were some valid points made. My next set of questions are with respect to the fire district's board. This board will be the source of approvals for the issue of compensation and benefits, particularly pensions. Questions that need answers? What are the backgrounds and the terms of the current board members? How were these board members elected? What would be Sausalito's percentage of the total district in terms of voters? Preliminary indications are it would be 24%. What are the district's expansion plans and how would that affect Sausalito's voter percentage? The district is already in discussions with Corte Madera regarding expansion. Now, these answers will have to come from the fire district itself. Now, there are some financial matters that need to be addressed. What is the financial status of the Southern Marin Fire District? We Sausalito taxpayers would effectively be shareholders of the district, and we need to know now the fiscal health of what we are buying into. What is the existing unfunded pension liability of the Southern Marin Fire District? The district's pension fund can't provide this information, but using some assumptions, I calculated at $10 million, of which Sausalito property taxpayers would be on the hook for $2.5 million, or $365 per taxpayer for a liability incurred prior to the annexation. A further question, why would Sausalito property taxpayers be liable for the past and future pension liability of the district's employees, but the district would not be assuming the past pension liability of Sausalito employees transferring to the district? Does that seem fair? Why is the rent payable by the district for the Sausalito Fire Station significantly lower than the station's approximate annual cost to Sausalito property taxpayers? The current agreement ostensibly calls for the district to pay roughly $15 per year per property taxpayer. But the bond assessment for the fire station per taxpayer is approximately $80 per year. A related question is why doesn't the rent increase at all over the 50-year term of the lease? If the rent increased by just 2% annually, the rate at the end of 50 years would be $270,000, not $100,000. There is a big legal issue in the annexation regarding the district's contract with its employees. The contract contains a binding arbitration clause. Unions have used the presence of such a clause as a huge club in salary and benefit negotiations. By one report, the presence of such a clause could increase costs by 3 to 5% alone. Now, I have sent these questions to City Council, particularly the three City Council members who support the annexation. I've also sent it to the city staff and to the fire district. You need to encourage them to provide full and clear answers to these questions so that you can avoid the dreaded annexation remorse. Since it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to reverse the annexation remorse might become a lifelong affliction. Don't let that happen. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.